Welcome back to Inside ONCAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Richard Soto was disappointed in the lack of Latino literature available at colleges he attended, including Sacramento State. So Richard followed his heart and founded the nonprofit Chicano Research Center in Stockton. The center is an interactive bilingual library, including a museum and oral history project specific to Mexican-American Chicano history. And Richard joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Richard. Nice to see you.
Nice. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, so happy to have you. I'm just so happy to learn about the Chicano Research Center. Tell us about the origin story. Where did your passion for literature begin and also your desire to share it with the broader community?
My father was killed in 1947 when I was 3 years old, so I'm now 49, and left my mother with 4.5 kids. My youngest sister was not born. And so I was raised in a single parent household. My mother, fantastic person. We went from having a meager income to nothing. We were the first family in the housing projects in Southside Tracy. And I grew up. Those were the time periods when people were, you know, like, you know, they would call us names and say things. And I also experienced some discrimination in athletics. I was a distance runner. I ran the mile. And I always had these questions, you know, and one of them was very simple, you know, but if you don't know your history, you don't know where it comes from. So I was always saying, like, okay, if I'm Mexican, why am I speaking Spanish? Why am I not speaking Mexican? And if Spanish comes from Spain, and I was a Mexican from my grandparents in Mexico and my parents, how does all of that happen? And of course, there's no one to explain the conquest and, you know, stuff that I learned later on doing research. Also because we were poor, we didn't have money to entertain ourselves. But we had a bus depot in Tracy on the Central Avenue. And I used to go in there and borrow books.
You say borrow very. I'm a little skeptical of your borrowing, but I digress. We can keep going.
So I borrowed books and I became an avid reader. And I went on. Unfortunately, that reading didn't lead to anything on Hispanic or Mexican or Chicano, and so I went to work, and as a freshman in high school, I was a full-time grocery clerk for Safeway, and then after I graduated, it's like, okay, what do you do now? Some friends of mine wanted to go into the military, and so they said, give us a ride. You're the only one with a car. And so I took them, and they said, well, come on in and just take the test with us for fun. So next thing I know, I'm on an airplane going to San Diego, and I was a sailor. So I ended
during
up—
During Vietnam, correct?
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, at the time.
At the time. I didn't know because when I speak to young people, I tell them, you need to read a newspaper. You need to know what's going on. And whether you want to be an active participant or not, you're impacted by everything everybody else does. And so it's better that you be cognizant of those things. And so I didn't know that there was a word, a starting. And so in 1962, I had been in a car wreck that killed 4 kids. And that had a tremendous impact to the point that even now, there's not a day goes by I don't think about the loss of those other 4 young people. And so they asked me what I wanted to be, and I said, I don't know. I said, let me see what's available. And so I saw nursing, and I thought, wow, what a way to give back, you know. So I took nursing. I finished the training, and they sent me to Oakland Naval Hospital and put me on a geriatric ward. You know, old people wards, you're just wiping butts and wiping babas. And I didn't like that. That's not what I thought nursing was. And so I said, let me go into surgery. And they said, well, that's going to be a whole year of training, so you'll have to sign up for more years. And I told them, well, you know what? I don't even want to be here now. So just give me the training and send me where you want to send me. So I got the training, and sure enough, I went back to San Diego, and 2-3 months later, I was on a plane heading to Vietnam. And I was part of a kind of like MASH. I was a part of a surgical, floating surgical unit attached to the Marine Corps for 6 months. The military felt that if we stayed in that environment longer than 6 months, that it could mentally affect us. And so the 6 months came to an end, and my colleagues got on a helicopter, went to Da Nang, and flew home. I had decided that I needed to stay. I should stay because I was trained to work in emergency situations. And every day I was seeing our young men coming in, blown up, parts missing, whatever. And I said, you know what? I can't go home. How can I go home and go on Liberty, go to TJ and all that? So I stayed. And 3 months later, the shore patrol comes and they say, you're getting on an airplane this time. So I go ahead.
Oh, and how did that whole experience, I mean, it's so powerful and profound and tragic, you know, what you went through. How did that lead to the Chicano Research Center in Stockton? When did it open?
Oh, we opened originally, I would say, about 6 years ago in a different building. It led...
Because essentially you were collecting books for years and decades, and you had this...
Well, when
this...
I came home from overseas. So I always thought that my punishment for going AWOL in Vietnam was they sent me to the Philippines to run a delivery room. And so when I was there and I was working daytime, regardless of whether I was on duty or not, if they were going to have a baby, they called me. So I go, like, how can I make this work for me? So I decided to put in for night duty. I also, in Vietnam, had decided that if I came home, I was going to go to college and nobody was going to stop me. So working night, it was just me and the patients, and they were asleep. And so I spent the next 2 years studying. I got me a dictionary. I got me a notebook. I started looking up words. I started teaching myself history, English, Spanish. Because I knew that I was not prepared for college. And if I was going to do well, I needed to be prepared. And so I did that for 2 years.
And what you're doing now is giving back because you improved your reading levels. And literacy is such a huge issue, not only in Stockton, but across the country and in California. What does the Chicano Research Center and all of the books you've collected over the years and decades, I mean, you also have a passion to improve the literacy of your community as well.
Right. So, number one, when I came back and after Sac State and in the early 70s, they were having riots here in Sacramento. And the kids came and asked for help. So I went out to Sac High and I started working with students. And I changed. I already had a master's degree and I changed from pre-med to counseling. So I had to go to San Francisco. So when I came home, initially when I came home in 68, I signed up for San Joaquin de Alta College in Stockton. And now, if you know your history, 68, 69, Plan de Santa Barbara, things were beginning to happen. And so I go to de Alta College and they offered an ethnic studies class. And I go to class and I go like, where's the books? Well, we don't have any books. What do you mean we don't have any books? We're people, right? Somebody had to have written about us. So I started looking and I came up with a number of the original books where they were writing about us that were kind of like, not necessarily racist, but stereotypical because they had regurgitated all of the previous discrimination and stereotyping about the lazy Mexicans, you know. And I saved those. I have those books because I want people to be able to see this is what they said, and this is how we changed it through writing. And so so I started collecting books, and I transferred from Delta to Sac State. I got a scholarship in the Mexican American Education Project with Steve Arvizu, and I was able to get my BA. And then get my teaching credential, and then get my first master's degree, and so when I was came back to become a counselor. And even at Sac State, I created this thing called self-esteem and identity formation through literature. So I would sit with students and talk to them. And then I say, hey, why don't you try reading this book? And so they would take it and, oh, man, you have another one? You have another one like that that I can read? So I began to develop this library and reading the books. What do they talk about? You know, what kind of a person might be interested in this? And then the other thing that I try to do was specifically use Hispanic authors, because I thought that they would be more sensitive to us. Plus, they needed the money.
It just seems like all of the ingredients that created the Chicano Research Center have been around for you, within you, for decades through all of your life experiences, which is so wonderful. In the last, you know, we're wrapping up the show. What would you like people to know about the Chicano Research Center? Because people may be learning about this for the first time, located in Stockton, in about like 20, 30 seconds that we have.
Yeah. There was a lady that came from the Los Angeles Times and wrote an article. And as a result of that article published in Los Angeles, it went nationwide. And immediately the first response was that we had authors, Chicano authors, saying we want to be part of your project. And they sent us a copy of every book that they had written. And originally we were in a one-story building. And people were just walking in. It was in the barrio, in Barrio Chivo in Stockton. But the landlady was not user friendly, so we moved. And then I saw this building, and a 3-story building. And I realized every Chicano needs their own library, so I bought a 3-story building.
Oh, that is wonderful! And, from 1 story to 3 stories.
Yeah, and it's paid for. It's paid for. Once professors knew that we owned the building, when they retired, they were donating all their books and archival information.
Richard, I'm so sorry we got to leave it at that, but thank you so much for making the time. Richard Soto is the founder of the Chicano Research Center in Stockton, and that is it for Insight Today. Have a fantastic day.